There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money. Yeah, we're live in downtown Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard here early on a Wednesday morning. Coming up today on the program, an hour from right now, our buddy Jeff Seeley on the Scottish Open, his best bets in the world of golf. 90 minutes from right now, Tony Maserati will join the show from 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. We'll kick around the Red Sox and the Patriots, Paulie. And we'll begin today with a little news that came out, you know, last night in the NFL, and it really is the definition of he said, she said, as Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, NFL Network, did report that the Seahawks have never had strong interest in Baker Mayfield. So this entire time, right, since February, since, you know, trading Russell Wilson, since the draft, all of this, it was all smoke? Like, they've never had any interest whatsoever? They don't want Baker Mayfield? They're totally okay with Drew Lock and with the possibility of Geno Smith quarterbacking the team this year?
Mm.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep. Eileen Jocena on that one.
Yeah, because he said that, and then not long after that came out, NFL reporter Jocena Anderson quote tweeted him and said, hold on a second here, pal. Those are my words. This is inaccurate, though I can see why it may be necessary to float this now. One, in case the Seahawks don't get Baker Mayfield. Two, because if number one happens, it helps to manage the path ahead with their current situation. Number three, they still are trying to figure out how I know slash heard. And then she tweeted out after this, wait until the headline comes out tomorrow. I will be completely honest here. If I had to bet on who's more accurate and who I trust more, it's absolutely Jocena Anderson, I think. And I say that because Rap Sheet gets a lot of his information from teams and agents. And then it's like when they want to push a narrative, they'll reach out to certain individuals like a Rap Sheet, and he'll run with it to make it look better on their side. So he'll push an agenda like this for the Seahawks to help them at the bargaining table when it comes to actually landing Baker Mayfield.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have a guess. I don't have a clue. You know, it's very important what happens with Garoppolo when he resumes throwing, where he winds up and the same candidates and cast of characters interested in Mayfield and Garoppolo and need a quarterback. What's Carolina going to do? I don't know what's going to happen. And impacting Mayfield is this Watson. Let's go here. Let's get some news. How about a Durant trade? How about a Watson ruling here? Come on, guys. Right? Let's get something going here. Let's have a trade.
No, I understand the NFL, again, taking their time with Watson. I understand this. I mean, they have to be as careful as possible. But, yeah, with Mayfield here, I mean, it is we're beyond July 4th, and he is basically without a team?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm thinking about the construction of this Seahawks offense, right?
There's games in less than a month.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you think about the weapons they have to work with on offense, no Russell Wilson. They still have DK Metcalf. They still have Lockett. They brought in Noah Fant. And Rashad Penny, who knows about him? I know this, though. He came on like a bat out of hell last year to close the season where he was fantastic. You can't trust Drew Lock getting any of those guys other than handing off the ball to Penny the ball. I don't like Metcalf with him. I don't like Lockett with him. I don't like Fant. And the same thing would apply for Geno Smith.
Maybe a new owner sooner rather than later, too. Oh, that could throw a wrench into things in their plans. You know, the guy's going to pay $1 billion for a team. He's not going to come in. Yeah, let's tank for a couple years.
Right.
So, yeah.
But maybe a new coach, too, sometime.
Well,
that's not going
to
happen.
Well, new owner, I think it would. But that needs to happen. Sure. Interesting.
Yep. So, again, I think that there is going to be – I can't wait to see what that headline then is that Josina Anderson teased us with on Twitter last night. And then – so you want Watson, you want Durant. Well – the latest news that we have on the NBA front when it comes to Durant and Kyrie, I'm listening to Jason Williams on ESPN this morning. And he said, and he threw this out there when he said, I'm not a betting man, folks, but if I were to make a bet, I think Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are going to be back with the Nets. That's what he said today. So, and the reason why is that he believes there's too much to pull off for either guy. And it appears as if the Nets are truly not that interested in guys like Ayton and then packages that might be available. It doesn't really trip their trigger, so to speak.
Well, follow the money. Went from 50-1 to 30-1. There were 94% of the future bets yesterday at Caesars were on the Nets. I don't buy it. I think the trade's easy for the Lakers and the Nets for Kyrie. He's had a rough month, but I will go with Woj 100% over Williams, that it's just a staring contest at this point, and they'll get more familiar with themselves now when they're out here for summer league, and the two GMs can talk to each other, and Pelinka and Marks again, too. There is no way they are going to give Kyrie a long-term deal. The owner is livid with what happened. His buddies are ripping him for what happened. He has become a joke, at least in NBA circles, for what he allowed them to get away with and how this has been a catastrophe, an unmitigated disaster with one playoff series win. That's it. So is there a way that Durant comes back? I don't know. But they don't want any. They don't want Ayton, which is troubling. The problem you have is you need three or four teams involved in this deal. So it might take a while. But I think, rest assured, I think Kyrie will be a Laker. I think that's going to get done. It should have been done already. But the Lakers and Nets are playing games about, hey, how about Curry? Now get lost. Well, we want you to take the Joe Harris contract. Well, how many picks do you want to give up? Is it one or a two? What, is it protected? Is it top five? Is it 2027 or just 2029? Is it going to be Tucker in the deal too? So it's taking a little bit longer than I thought, but I think Kyrie to the Lakers will get done.
Okay, so, and you think that because you trust, just what you said?
Yeah, that's okay. What he said yesterday.
Yeah,
and then, a little bit, so, some of what I said.
Let's play the opposite side of this then for a second, because I know that there's this reporting battle that's been going on now for a little while in the NBA between Woj and Shams, and people thought Shams got the better of Woj on draft night. This is Shams Charania, who is the senior lead NBA insider, writer, and analyst for The Athletic and Stadium Sports. He was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday when he said this.
There's no traction on any type of a Lakers deal for Kyrie Irving.
Yikes.
So there's nothing new on that, and I'm not quite sure we're going to see that take place.
Okay, so he said the exact opposite then of Woj, and now others again are saying this. Kendrick Perkins basically brought it up. Jason Williams now today. Like, are they hearing something? And by the way, when I watched the video of Sham Sharini say that yesterday, he had like this smile on his face as if he knew more, but he wasn't allowed to say it yet. That's me speculating, and I guess that could not be true or might not be true, but it also could be. So I don't know. I mean, you have one guy. This is like the Rap Sheet versus Josina news now.
Well,
one person saying this, the other person saying this. Now you have Woj and Shams kind of battling out again.
There was a late night tweet on Nets Daily saying Woj and Shams think both of these guys are going to leave. So maybe there was something new because Nets Daily is all over this and they tweeted that as well. But it's been a lot of ESPN on ESPN crime lately. And
that has been.
Going back to Simmons and Harden, where this isn't going to get done. There's no traction. Whoop, Windhorse had it the whole time. Yes, there is. there is a way for this to get done, and it does happen.
Yes,
so, but that'd be something. You can find them 30-40-1 to win the title if they come back, but I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. And with Durant, I don't – who knows with Durant? And who knows with the Nets? But this is just – I mean, come on. This is what the problem is. The Timberwolves screwed this up with this asinine Gobert trade. That's what it was. He would have been gone by now. But then you come in with five first-round picks and a treasure chest of players as well for a guy who's averaging 16 a game. I mean, they really screwed things up.
Would you take 50-1 today, knowing what we know maybe right now? 5-0-1 on the Nets?
Yeah, that's worth 50-1's worth a shot.
Yeah, me too. That's
they
what I thought.
Some other good moves, yeah.
Yep.
There are some peculiar moves they are making, though, what they've done.
Uh-huh.
But that's the other thing. People are looking at this. Oh, maybe these guys are coming back based on what the moves are. They can't lose. They can't be awful because the Rockets have their picks, as you said. The next 5 years, Houston controls everything.
That's correct.
So they can't have this. They can't come out and tank and be a god-awful organization. They expect to get a nice haul in return. But, I mean, what are you going to do if the trade's Westbrook and some key guys? What are you going to do, flip Westbrook? Who's going to take him? You're going to hold on to Westbrook? You can't go out there and punt on the season because then the Rockets are going to turn into Celtics 2.0.
Yeah. And I'm going to remain steadfast in what I've been saying the whole time. You think Kyrie to the Lakers is easy. I think the exact opposite. I wouldn't touch Russell Westbrook with a 10-foot pole. I want nothing to do with that guy. No, thank you. I hang up the phone immediately as soon as his name is brought up.
Well, how did we get here? In less than a week, it went from, hey, they want Steph Curry, and now we can't get a deal done. I mean, now, do you want to take the Joe Harris contract? I mean,
put it this way, if you can find a book right now with the Nets at 50-1, I think 50-1 is worth a bet. I'm not going to bet 20-1, but if 50-1 is still out there somewhere, then yeah, maybe put a little bit of money down on that. Here's the part that I also don't get. The reports out there, and this is pretty much every single one of them, that if Durant does get moved, everybody is saying the Nets have no interest in the Suns package. Why?
Yeah, I know. That's bizarre. They want no part of Ayton. They're not in love with anything that they can offer. And that's why the easiest trade is to Toronto. But do they want to do that? I mean, that was the Toronto steam was nonstop for a couple days.
Right.
Here comes Toronto. They're in the easiest trade to make. And it is easy. But do you give up a Barnes? And if you do OG and Siakam, again, as we talked about earlier in the week, what are you left with? Is that team good enough with Van Vliet and Durant to make a serious playoff?
Well, and again,
I don't know.
To your point of if they want to be good for the next 5 years so the Rockets don't get great picks in return, you can absolutely be good if you get Ayton, Cam Johnson, and Bridges in return.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
As a starting point?
I don't know. Yeah, with who they have now. You have Steph Curry, you have Ben Simmons.
Seth Curry. You could be
You
could be like the 4th seed, maybe the 5th seed in the Eastern Conference.
Still a good roster.
Oh, right. Absolutely it
right.
is.
Right.
I don't know why they would poo-poo that.
Well, that's the other thing about the Celtics rumors or Barnes. You're going to give up a guy who's in his mid-20s, early 20s, for a guy who's been in the league 15 years and might only have 5 years left?
That's tough.
With an injury question? I mean,
the story, Nesson reported this, they flew this out there yesterday, that Durant to the Celtics as a possibility. Could this actually work with Jaylen Brown being the center point?
I wouldn't do it. He's 25.
Yeah, no, I know.
Can't do it.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, which is BetRivers.com. Win Some, Lose Some is up next. How about this? They're on a 1-18 run since Memorial Day. And imagine if this happened to your bank account. If it has, how did you react? If not, how would you react? Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Big night for the dogs. Ooh, 10 of them won outright. A's also took money. Plus 165 down to 145. 5-3 final. What, Kikuchi walked four in the first inning? First two innings?
Bad Kikuchi last
night.
Yep.
Rays, plus 115. They weren't buying the Pivetta stuff. 9-1, running his 10 starts and only lost to Otani. 8-4 Tampa. Tigers, Guardians over. 8.5 up to 9. 11-4 final. Pirates, huge move. Quintana, someone needs to make a move for him. I would like to pick him up at the deadline if I'm a contender. From 205 down to 165. He was tough, and they beat the Yankees.
He was in control the entire game.
Yep, Scherzer was awesome, but they couldn't score for him. Mad Max comes back, throws a gem, 1-0 Reds. They were plus 195. And the Diamondbacks beat the Giants again. Remember, the Giants went 17-2 against Arizona last year. They get beat again. Diamondbacks plus 150. Dogs 10-5 last night in baseball. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Eclectic mix as always. You always want to see these videos and what we have to offer. It's been a while with an elephant video, but this is great. It's not like the guy can, he has a horn, right? Or he can put his blinker on. The elephant going for a little stroll here, and he wants to get through. And there's a guy just standing there. And look, he big fella. He scares the hell out of him. How do you not see the elephant or feel him? But he throws dirt at him and says, hey, I'd like to get through. Can I pass? And the guy runs out of the way. I'm like, oh, my God, look at the size of this creature.
Carson Wentz in the pocket.
Very good. Look at that. He comes up. Tippy-toe. He comes in. Hey, you're in my way. Can you move, please?
He has no clue.
No. How does he not feel him? Sense him. And he brushes some dirt on him. And then off he goes. 3 hours to build. 2 seconds to escape. And there you go. Runs right through. When the new puppy comes in, the guy's just got to be devastated. All that work for nothing, right? I have the little gate. He's all in there with his training devices, little pads, right? Guy goes right through. Too skinny. No problem with the puppy. Piece of cake. And this guy ran out of battery. And that's
that'll do it for me.
That is it. Yep. Running around. Full steam ahead. It just falls down and right to bed.
He knows his spot.
That's it. This was a good email, ftm@vsin.com, about yesterday. My dad's from Switzerland. He doesn't know a damn thing about baseball and doesn't like it. The first and only game he ever took me to was the David Wells perfect game, 1998, at Yankee Stadium. He had no idea what was going on. The guy sitting next to him told him it was the greatest day of his life. And all my dad could think of was, this game is so boring, the other team can't get a hit. That's from Matt. Very good.
Funny.
Yeah. Lose some. How about this with the Nationals? 6-29 against the NL East. 1-18 since Memorial Day. Well, 1-12 against the Marlins will get you.
Yeah.
And then they just did destroyed by the Phillies yesterday.
Never a contest. Schwarber, 2 more home runs. Watch out. He's got 25 now.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew it was obviously bad for the Nationals, but not quite this bad. 1-18 in the division since Memorial Day.
25-1, thanks to you, to lead the league in home runs. Absolutely. See if we can get there with Schwarber. One, lose some. Matt Youmans does it again. Last week on this show, he said, I got to tell you, this Popeye's drive-thru is a big problem. I go, what do you mean? He goes, the wait. They're not organized. Look at this. In Las Vegas, sent in from Follow the Money Army. 22 minutes, he hasn't even ordered. How can that be?
He sent another tweet after this. I think it was between 33 and 35 minutes the entire time.
What kind of operation are they running? Oh!
And you see this. Obviously, there's nowhere to go.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, you're back.
You're stuck.
You can't move. Yeah. Unless you're that lady at Starbucks years ago that tried to back out.
Back out with 12 cars behind her.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people responded by saying, bad move by you, Ralph. You can't get in a drive-thru without an out. You have to have an out when you go through a drive-thru. It's actually a good idea. It's a good plan.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to maneuver.
No, it's tough to find, too.
Well, there's nothing he can do, but also you also feel you're pot committed. I mean, if you're going to wait 10, 15 minutes to order, and it's like, well, my time's got to be coming here soon.
Yeah.
But that's unacceptable. That cannot happen. A couple bad beats. Braves, Cardinals over 9.5. 7-1 in the fourth inning. That was the final score. Blue Jays, A's over money. 8-8.5. 5-3 in the fifth.
Yeah, that stings.
Nothing the rest of the way. Right? Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. I didn't know where to put this, but this is a fascinating story. A guy in Chile. What would you do? And you don't have a lot of time to think, right? It's like De Niro in Heat. When you feel it around the corner, you got to get ready to split and just see, cops are coming for me. I got to leave the girl in the car. He makes $536 a check. The average take home a month in Chile is $900. He worked at a meat manufacturing plant. Direct deposit. He got a check for $180,000. They notify the managers. They say, hey, this guy, we had a mistake here. We had an error, human resources. He goes, okay, no problem. And I'll go to the bank tomorrow and I'll bring it in. That was June 2nd. Up and vanished like a fart in the wind. Haven't seen from him, haven't heard from him, and that's it. And that is it. And there were the lawyers, but they have lawyers, they're reaching out, they get nothing. No sign of him. Gone. Split. Vanished.
I mean, can they track where he's going to be taking his money out at? I don't know how I would operate if this happened. If I was in his shoes, honestly, I would have no clue.
He probably emptied the account, put in a duffel bag, and says, all right, I'll see you. I mean, if he's making $900 a month, and they give him a check for $180,000 on accident, and that's the other thing. It's not like you're going to wake up today and expect this. So he had to get organized quick and figure this out, but I'm gone.
He probably made mistakes along the way, but you're going to do a triple take looking at your direct deposit or your bank account. And then to your point, does he go to the nearest bank, the location?
Well, that's what he told him. He goes, I'm going to the bank, and I'll be right in. He probably just went to the bank, emptied the account, and said, okay, see, and everything's got to be cash from here on out.
In a different country already.
Maybe split.
Or is he hiding downstairs at his cousin's house?
Uh-huh. But it's not like he's like, all right, but my number one, they're looking for you. They're going to arrest you. Number two, you can't just be like, I'm good for 30 years. I'll call it good. I'm set now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can't. You're a wanted man.
I mean, he's a young guy, right? At least we think he's a young guy.
Yeah.
So how would you operate in that situation? You don't know what your future holds. You're probably looking at the most money you're ever going to see in your entire life in this spot, right? Do you do the same exact thing, or are you on the up and up by saying, no, sorry, yeah, here's all the money back. I want my job. I think a lot of people would do what he did.
Finders keepers. You do? You come on. Really?
I think a lot of people would, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how much does it have to be, though, where they overpay you?
That's a pretty good amount. That's a hefty amount.
Yeah,
to
that's
go
true.
From, what was it, five something a check?
If you're making $12,000 a year and you get $180,000?
Yeah. In that situation, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Take the money
and
run.
You have to hide out, but you're on the run. Someone could turn you in.
I'm trying
to. Who do you trust? I mean, that's the other thing. That's the best part of the story. It comes down like that. Then you got to make a move. I mean, it's like you have less than 24 hours here to decide what you're going to do, pack up, split, leave town. It's not like the guy here years ago at the old Stardust. He was a ticket writer, and he would close up shop. And after a big Monday night football game, he left the back door. Looked like $2 million out. They never heard from him again.
That's right.
But that he had that plan because when the cops, everyone went to his apartment, cleaned out, wiped out, gone, nothing in there.
Yep. I'm trying, again, like going back to when, let's say I was like 18, 19, 20, 21 years old in that range, and you're bringing, you're grinding, you're working your ass off, and you're looking at your paycheck at that time during like college years, and in that time frame, you're like, I am making nothing. This sucks. What am I going to do? I can't get ahead. I mean, this is just brutal. That would be pretty tempting, would it not? I'm trying to go back to like 25 years ago to what Mitch would be like then.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like 15 years salary. Or what he got, what he overpay. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it is doable there. Maybe you can hide out and you can just live on the cheap for a while.
I know this. I guarantee if I did this when I was younger, I would have screwed up somehow. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Made mistakes along the way.
Yeah, I would not have bailed probably right away. I would have been at home. Oh, hey, you guys, come on in. What do you need? Yeah, I got the money
here. You can't have contact with anybody either.
Yeah.
I mean, someone will turn you. Who do you really trust there? How many people could you talk to?
None.
I mean, you can't even, you'll reach out to your family. Have you heard from Mitch?
Tricky.
What? Anywhere, huh?
Tricky spot to be in.
Girlfriend? Whatever. Right. Bet River Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets with new same-game parlays. Every game this season, you can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combo. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts on favorites or make your own long shot, add a little extra spice to your game with same-game parlays at Bet Rivers. Go to the Bet River Sportsbook app or BetRivers.com and make your baseball same-game parlay today.
FTM at VSiN.com is the email. FTM for follow the money at VSiN.com. Again, the email. Has something like this ever happened to you where you look down, oh, look at that, too much money in my bank account? And we're not asking if it, you know, was 300 times your normal salary, but what would you do in that situation? What did you do in that situation if that actually happened to you in the past? Up next, we'll get into today's Major League Baseball card. Think about this for a second. The reigning Cy Young winner is on fire. He is heavier than a $2 favorite today, and he's not even close to the biggest chalk on the board. We will run down the numbers for you coming up next.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, this is a good email. We're going to get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up from Garrett, who pointed this out moments ago. Do we see a 5.5 for a total full game and 2.5 first five for Mad Max against Big Sandy on Sunday? They do play, and right now they are listed. Or, he said, this Mike Palm would appreciate this, will they pull an Angels and move back one of the starters like L.A. did with Ohtani? It'd be like a two-hour game. That game was in the ninth inning last night, the Marlins-Angels game, by 5:58 p.m. out here.
It's dealing.
It was less than 2 hours.
Yep. Well, the Mets handed him a loss last time out and got five runs on him.
That's right.
But it was fluky. I think there was a home run early. But then it should have been a routine double play, first and second, nobody out. They butchered it, and then became bases loaded, nobody out, and then the floodgates open.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this guy's incredible. The other thing is, you know, he's plus 150, 2-1 to win the Cy Young. Gosselin's still like the fourth or fifth choice.
Yeah,
I mean, he's the guy who started in college football outside the preseason top 25.
And he's not from the SEC.
Yep, and he keeps winning games, and he keeps blowing people out. He's got a pretty good resume. Still not up there. I mean, 10-0 with a 1.50 ERA and a whip of 0.82, and you're still seeing 10-1 for him to win the Cy Young. Incredible.
We'll do more on this coming up in Fire and Ice in about 45 minutes. I'll tell you, Paul, right now, the NL Cy Young should go Sandy 1, Gonsolin 2.
Yeah.
And it should be close.
Yep.
And by the way, so here, to go back before the break, to pay off the tease here. Gonsolin, slated as of right now, probable, right? At Bet Rivers, Dodgers and Gonsolin lane 335. Think about this. Javier and the Astros tonight are laying 278 against the Royals. And Corbin Burns goes today, who's been awesome in this current stretch. The reigning Cy Young winner in the National League. He's getting the Cubs. This is at home. He gets Samson opposing him. He's 250. So he's a big favorite today, and he's been great, but he's not even close to the biggest favorite on the board. And then you also have Ohtani going tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Who's $1.65 on the road against Rodgers and the Marlins.
Yep. Look at the respect. I know Atlanta's hot, and they've won 25 of 32. They're $1.90 going against Michaelis.
I know.
God.
It took money from last night, too. Now, Fried has recorded, at least for those of you who like to play this prop, and I'm sure you've been all over this for a while now, but he has recorded at least 18 outs in every start but one since April 19th.
Good information.
He can also go deep into like every single game.
Uh-huh. Good information. And the other thing is the Astros just punishing people now, too, with the bats. Pitching's been a little shaky here against Kansas City, but they've beat them in every game but one. They've won 9 in a row, and don't look now, they're 4 games behind the Yankees with that loss. So,
I don't want to look.
All this talk
that's scary
about
to me.
Yanking the Yankees win 115. The Astros might have a better record. I mean, you can't even compare the divisions, even though you know Toronto's struggling right now, but from top to bottom, because the Orioles are feisty too. Houston also with an over, but 49-28-3 to the under on the season,
mm-hmm.
even though the game went over. And Alvarez, where's he in that discussion for MVP? Hit another home run.
No, he needs to be. I mean,
yeah.
Again, it should go like Judge won, but it's like getting close, right? It's pretty tight, I would think, in the American League. Judge, Ohtani needs to be in the mix, and certainly Alvarez. They have to be. It's unfortunate for Jose Ramirez and backers of him in that market that he's been missing some games here lately because he was on pace to have just a monstrous season where I think the number was like 180 RBIs was the pace not that long ago.
Yeah.
So the one game that I looked at to bet on the overnight, which I didn't do, could still get involved today. The Blue Jays are at the A's, and Berríos goes, and the Blue Jays are just in this funk. Again, it was bad Kikuchi last night, which you get bad Kikuchi more than good Kikuchi, but how often do we actually get good Berríos? And he's laying, $1.75, $1.80, and Kaprielian's awful. In fact, he's got one of the worst ERAs for, like, starters going at this point, but you can find 8 with a total. I know it's played at the Coliseum, but I think 8.
Got to be an over.
Yeah, that'd be the play for me.
Yep. Opened 8 here, some 8.5s. Right, I'm with you. But this is, are you going to get swept? I mean, you came in here and the team had 8 wins at home and had what? They got 4 of them early in the season. Are you going to get swept in Oakland?
Oh, man.
Come on, Toronto. Oh, boy.
It'd be a bad look for sure.
It would. They're in 4th place now with this funk that they're in.
Yeah. Do the Yankees get healthy tonight on offense?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Team total, everything. Yep, against Keller. Yeah, I think you'll get an angry Yankee team. And a big effort from out of the bats in the offense tonight.
Yeah, I think that might be worth a look on the team total over for the Yankees in that game. That got there last night. That's one bet that came in for me with the Dodgers. They scored 1 in the bottom of the 8th to put it over 4.5 for the team total. And so they covered a run line and the 2.5 runs last night as well. Anything? Do you have a best bet at this point? Too early yet for you? I know you're taking a day off, you said yesterday. You want to go right back with the Twins? You were right on that one. Archer got pulled in that game, so he never went.
He's on the IL. Yeah. He got roughed up again. They are 5-0 against the White Sox. The White Sox are 16-23 at home. They're 14-32 when they allow a home run. God. But Minnesota, top 5 in the league in ERA. I don't know how they're doing this with the pitching, but another guy, Ryan's been solid too all year. So I don't want the White Sox. No way, no how. Mm-hmm. I like the Blue Jay game over. And that's about it. It's a tough card. Peterson's going for the Mets. Some of these are high price, big favorites. Bieber's $1.60 on the road.
I know, huge
they
favorites today.
Trying to avoid the sweep. Detroit's been taking it to them. Detroit is 6-2 against Cleveland this year. 7 of the 8 games have gone under head-to-head as well.
Yeah, Detroit was one of the best under teams in baseball for a while to begin the season.
I have it right here, too. That's 48-28-4.
And I'll give you this. Yep. The Red Sox are favored today at home against Kluber and the Rays. This Bello kid is going for the Red Sox. They called him up. He's 23 years old. His numbers at double and triple A so far this year are 2.33 ERA over 85 innings, a whip of 1.04, and he has 114 strikeouts compared to 33 walks. That's the K to walk ratio. So he's.
Well, how do you get to arrive at this number?
I have
he's
no idea.
He's a bigger
idea.
Favorite than Pivetta,
that's,
who was on fire, and they took Tampa, took money.
I noticed the same exact thing.
Yeah, and they're throwing Kluber too.
Yeah,
Tampa. So
when that opened at $1.30 last night, I'm like, wait a second here. I know this kid's been good at the minors, but you want to make him $1.30 against Kluber in the race tonight? Okay, all right. Yep.
That was the Mets again last night, second game of a series.
Oh, that okay.
They are that's a funky stat. They're terrible.
Yeah.
And the second, but the other thing, the Mets are 23-7 off a loss. You have that angle too, and they have a very good record when Peterson's been on the mound as well.
All right, some feedback we're getting to the kid in Chile who got paid 300 times his normal salary, and imagine this: the company has not heard from him again. So he took the money and ran.
I love the I'll go to the bank. I'll be right there.
Yeah, hold on. Give me 10 minutes. This is from Andy. Many years ago, I left a company that direct deposited my paycheck. They put in 4 checks after I left, right into my account. I notified them, and they asked me to write a check for the amount and send it to them. I thought, this was your mistake. I'm not lifting a finger to fix it. I thought of closing the account and opening a new one, but decided against that. When I didn't send a check, they were able to get into my account and take out the money.
No.
How about that?
What?
How'd they do that?
They can do that?
They have that power? Contact the bank? We made a mistake? This is the former employee?
Wow. They got into it and then took the money out that they mistakenly gave them? That is nuts. I'm usually underpaid. Works the other way. Hey, you shorted me. What's the problem here? You missed something.
This is from Kim. When I lived in Vegas in the 70s, they found a fake shoe that had a tiny mirror that would show the hole card to the guy on third base. The Golden Nugget didn't know how long the shoe had been there. True story. Talking about blackjack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a random one. I'm reading these fresh. I don't know what the hell we're getting into here.
Yeah.
This is from Gary. I'm with Mitch. I'd screwed up somehow. Plus, I have, quote, Catholic guilt. No way I could pull it off.
Yeah. Right.
And
good
as Paulie said, you're a wanted man. It's not living if you have to constantly be worried about who's potentially tracking you down, Gary and Bel Air.
Right. You ever watch the special on Netflix? I forget what it's called. That happened out here. They robbed the guy was dating this girl, and he told her, convinced her to take a job picking up the money in the casinos, doing the route. They took off with a van full of cash. They were on the run.
Is that right?
They got away with it, but she eventually turned herself in like a long time. But the guy, I don't think they ever caught the guy. It's very good. Watch it on Netflix. I'm blank on what it's called, but it's that you're right. That's a good point about you not living. Always looking over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you have that kind of experience. All right, this is, we'll see how this goes. Starting Monday, we're going to find out what show is the best at betting baseball. Every show, including this one, will make 5 baseball bets over a span of 4 days. We'll have a total on Monday, Tuesday a dog, Wednesday run line, Thursday a prop. Winner will be announced right here on Follow the Money Friday, July 15th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. All right, good fun.
I'm excited for it.
Big sample size.
And then we got to go by the rules here, pick what they want us to bet on a day-by-day basis. That could be a little bit tricky.
Sure, you know what the card's going to be.
Yeah. Up next, yes-no playoff odds. Updated season-long win totals, and I'll remind people that most awards in 2021 were far from over at this point of the season. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN summer specials here, $19. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. Best bets from every host and guest. Every edition of Point Spread Weekly. The live video stream when you want it. You're running out of time. Couple weeks left. $19. VSiN.com/summer. It has been an entertaining and fun baseball season. A ton of streaks. You have the Nats going in the wrong direction. You had the Yankees on this long winning streak and what they've done, especially at home. The Astros are hot now, 9 in a row, 53 and 27. Braves won 14 in a row. The A's were so bad for so long here, 8-28 at home before winning the last two. Updated numbers, props, some stuff out here at William Hill. To make the playoffs, yes, no. Phillies, no, plus 120. The Marlins are right there, too. I don't know who's going to get – it's going to be the Padres and the Braves. But who's that other wild card? Good point by you yesterday. You're going to turn your head. Next thing you know, the Dodgers are going to be 2,000 to win the
division. And that's coming soon. I think that might be before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
National League is a little bit tricky, although the Giants, this stretch for San Francisco right now,
ugly.
Mama mia.
I'm waiting for the Cardinals to run away and hide, too. I mean, I'm not going to kill them because they lose a couple games to the Braves, but I know they have the easiest schedule remaining, and they're going to have a lot of cupcakes when you get into September, but this is, they're all bunched up with the same amount of losses with the Phillies, with the Cardinals, the Marlins and the Giants.
I'd love to see the Marlins stay hot and go on a big run because I have them at big numbers to win the National League. And again, the thought of having Alcantara and Lopez going back-to-back in any series is scary. This guy can match any pitcher in the National League pitch for pitch.
Uh-huh. Padres, no, plus 575.
You want to take a flyer on that? That's a big number.
Tatis coming back. Pitching's too good. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
The pitching's too good.
Going to miss the playoffs?
Well, again, you're going to have teams.
They have
like,
too much talent. Now, it's a whole different ball game with the
good manager, too.
Yes. With Tingler out of there. I bet this last week plus 125. Now it's no minus 120. Giants no on the playoffs.
Well, you bet it at the right time.
It was a rough stretch. Oh, boy. Remember, they have all those games left against the Padres, too. Cardinals no plus 125. Brewers plus 525. And they're only 6-6 against the Cubs head to head. Which is a surprise. They got beat yesterday.
And I'll say this. Good news for Milwaukee is that Freddie Peralta was actually throwing on flat ground. I believe it was on Friday. So I know he was on the 60-day IL when they put him on that. I think it was back in early May. But it appears to be like they're getting some really good news with his injury, and he could be back sooner than they thought.
Mm-hmm. Braves, no, 5-1. Not happening. 25-7 run. Here they come. Only two and a half back now.
That's a scary team right there, Paul.
Yep. Win totals updated. Giants, 85. Cleveland, 82.
82 now.
You going to play 500 ball? Dodgers, 99.5. Yankees, 106. Mets, 95.5. Padres, 92.5. White Sox, 84.5.
I might take a peek at the Padres under 92.5.
I'm with you. Yep.
Got to look at schedule still. A lot of baseball left, but.
Braves, 92.5. Toronto, 90.
They were just 92.5 a couple of days ago.
91 wins? They're going to be 20 games over in that division? With that, how bad the pitching's been? Gossman hurt, Kikuchi, can't count on him. Barrios, can't count on him.
What is their, did you see a no on that team for the playoffs?
I'll grab it.
I wonder, because that is, again, that rotation is just scary bad. And it was just 92, like I said, a couple days ago.
Angels, 78. Too high. No, too high.
Didn't they have, when they were hot to begin the season, didn't they adjust their win total to like 91?
Yes.
I believe was the number?
Yes.
And now look at the Astros. Before they took it off the board, Houston was 100.5, I think, the other day. And that team could actually catch the Yankees for most wins. And then I would lose that bet as a result.
Seattle, 81. Now we're only a game under 500. With this hot streak.
Mm-hmm.
Finally playing good ball. Rays 86.5, Red Sox 87.5.
Well, as Buster only pointed out yesterday, Red Sox by far and away the most difficult schedule of those teams moving forward.
Yep, well, you mentioned that. You know how difficult it's going to be coming up. Toronto, all that stuff is now off the board.
I think the Mets 95.5 is a rock solid number.
Yeah, I'd go under. That's a 90 to win 96 games.
I would lean under there as well.
You've only played the Braves three times, I believe.
Yep. I'm telling you, the Braves again, and we'll watch Fried pitch again tonight, and he is, you want to call him a dark horse shot to win the NL Cy Young, call him whatever you want. Fried's got awesome numbers. They have this Strider kid is fantastic.
Yep.
They're getting it from all over the place in this lineup. Imagine if they didn't screw that up, the agents there with Freddie Freeman, and he came back.
Sure.
Yeah, so we'll do, again, we have like Fire and Ice coming up in 25 right. minutes.
Yep.
Some streaky players right now in baseball. I wanted to remind people quickly that if you think that these awards are over with.
Oh, this is good.
That's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, what you did last year, I mean, you should be in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame just for what you did last year. And this doesn't get enough attention. I mean, some people maybe do this once in their life. You hit a 250-1 shot, a 66-1 shot, a 200-1 shot, all in a same year. And all in a span of a couple months. Yeah. Unprecedented what you pull off last year just in baseball.
I'm guessing this will never happen again. But just to remind people of some of the bets I made last year in baseball, and I'm not looking for a parade at all. Trust me on this. I'm trying to point out that there is still potential value on the board. It was June. I went back and looked yesterday. It was June 28th and June 29th of last year. I bet Robbie Ray twice at 250-1 to win the American League Cy Young. Now, again, at that point of the season, they were still making Garrett Cole like the shortest shot on the board, and we're like, Garrett Cole, why? Because of his name? He was. It was that weird interview came out.
Did that happen yet?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
And it's like they're going to give it to him, and he stinks now.
The other thing is, we talk about so many of these places for our sleep at the wheel, division odds, updated division odds, Cy Young, all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like you're not paying attention, especially a guy who. Oh, look at this. Robbie Ray has had four great starts in a row. And then you, look at it. 250-1.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. You know, your Perez thing was just an unbelievable call because he was still like 10 back.
Oh,
he was like, he's hot. I'm going to take a shot. And then he did. It kept hitting home runs every night. Because look when you bet that, August 27th and August 28th. And I piggybacked you on that one, and August 24th.
Yeah.
But that was an unreal call. And your other one, too, about Bryce Harper. August 5th. 66-1 to win MVP in a well-known book.
Yeah, that's the one I really wanted to point out today. When you think about the date and the number that was available going back to last year, because at the time, I wanted to remind people here, at the time it was a two-way battle for the National League MVP between Tatis and DeGrom, and it was like fluctuating. One guy would be a minus, $1.25 one day, the other would be plus +110,
yep.
And they would go back and forth. Well, guess what happened? Both guys got injured. And so,
And then the Padres fell apart.
They absolutely did.
Because that was the other thing. They had a great record.
And this
and
they was...
Were, yeah. I gave out 9-1 to miss the
to
playoffs.
To miss the playoffs, that's
and
right.
And they did.
And this Harper number was available like post-injuries for those players. And that was up in the air. Was it going to be Harper? Was it going to be Juan Soto? Maybe a player or two other guys maybe have been in the mix. But that was August 5th, a month from yesterday. So, like, that can happen. Guys can get hurt. Goldschmidt, who the hell knows? That's why I've been on Dansby Swanson here recently at, like, 60-75-1. And, the Perez thing was the one that I'm the most proud of, though. That actually was a result of watching so much baseball last year that my eyeballs were popping out of my head. And I watched more Royals baseball last year than the year they won the World Series.
Feel how you want, I would say, Robbie Ray. Cy Young, late June? 250-1? The first time you said that, I go, what? Robbie Ray? And let me bring up his stats. I go, I don't know what this kid's looking at.
That was a combination of a few things. He was warming up at that point. He wasn't on that tear that he finished the season on. And again, going back to the whole narrative of Cole was the shortest shot on the board when that interview came out, the sticky tack was bye-bye, and he couldn't use that anymore. His numbers, quite frankly, were not that good. And it was like, well, who's running away from the pack? Nobody was. The problem is this year in the American League Cy Young, you have so many guys at or near the top, which we'll talk about again coming up in about 20 minutes. But the way McClanahan's going right now, he is having a much better season than Garrett Cole was last year when he was the shortest shot on the board. So that's going to be tricky. The National League Cy Young, also, it has like three or four guys like, yeah, they're so good right now. And you have to basically hope for an injury for that to happen.
You should be in the Hall of Fame. Because then you also had Stingley 100-1 to go to Houston. Then you had Paulo too to go number one, 20-1. I mean, you're cashing well, you're cashing 20-1 tickets every other week. You should go to Chile. I mean, this is crazy. This is nuts. What's going on here?
The first hour of Follow the Money.
Excellent point, so great observations.
I just wanted to say that to people, like getting the dates.
That's great.
Looking back, I could not remember when I bet the Robbie Ray or the Bryce Harper, and to see Harper was August 5th. I was like, oh my god. There wasn't much baseball left, and he was 66-1. The first hour here brought to you by Follow the Money. He's brought to you by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250 match. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check betrivers.com for full details and rules. Up next, Indy Jeff Seely joins the program. Best bets at the Scottish Open this week. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.